Samach Bezim and Aleph. Or even at the bottom of Samach Aleph on Bez. Elam or Vashi. Vashi is going to give a different explanation of the Machlokes Rav Chisda and Rabba. We had before, based on the various Rishonim, Machlokes, whether even though Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika, if you had Machshava by Shchita for Zrika, is that possible or not? It was one way of learning. Other Rishonim learned that even though Ein Machsheves Ochlin, that's if your intention is to feed it to Arelim or whatever. But if your intention is that they should be Mishchaper, then that's a different story. Mishchaper to Arelim could be even the Zrika itself is possible. Not just Shchit of the Shem Zrika, Zrika itself. And that was the Machlokas Rav Chisda and Rabba. Now Rav Ashi learns a different pshat in the Machlokas. Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Chisda, Rabba, Bahai Krok, Miflegi. Rav Chisda and Rabba are arguing about the following pasuk. Whether Rav Ashi agrees that the other Machlokas is also a Machlokas, right, but he holds that this is more specifically what they're arguing about. Well, Bechlali argues on the other thing, that's also a shayla. But he says the machlokas of Rabbi of Chisda centers around the following. The nirt salo lechaper alav, alav velo al chaveru. That says, the nirt salo lechaper alav. Now we're talking about not psul kodesh, but psul, what's it called, shinui bayil. Changing the ownership of the korban. Rashi b'hai krop plige. For she is chapru bo arelim de komar, she'ein menuyin malav komar. We're talking about arelim who are not accounted on this korban. So therefore, it's two problems. One is that he had kavana for people who aren't going to eat, and people who, it's not their korban. So it's shinui bayim. U'mishumach sheva shalolim nuyav kamri. The main thing over here is that it's shalolim nuyav, which is shinui bayim. Al menuyim olav b'shachto lemulim shehem nami menuyim lizrok domo lemenuyim arelim shebohem levadam dehav yekula zriko l'arelim menuyim dekula yal meposl. Says what's it called, that way Rashi learns that Rav Ashi held that everybody would hold that if you shechted it l'shem mulim, the people who have a bris who could eat the carbon, in order to be zorek the dam kulo for the sake of arelim, who are menuyim on the korban, and they can't eat it. So everybody would hold that machsheves shalola ochlov, which is arelim, b'shchita, even though your kavana was the shrika, but you thought it at the time of the shchita is possible. V'arelim she'enem menuyim. So what's machlokes? Where those arelim that you had kavana for are not bailim on the korban. They're not counted on this korban. Mishum Achsheves Shalom Nemnuyav Pligi. And the machlokas is Shalom Nemnuyav Pasul, right, or not, by Arelin. Ubahai Prod Shalom Nemnuyav Bezrika Mehocha Nafik Bechor HaKorbanos. And that, for sure, Shalom Nemnuyav applies even by Zrika, because it's Shinui Bayim. That halacha, that there's only Machsheves Ochlin, the shechita is only by somebody who can't eat alone, who's monly on the korban. But somebody who's not monly on the korban itself is a different psul. That's a psul of shinui bayim. And that applies to all korbanos. Right? You shechted Reuven's korban for the sake of Shimon. Or you were zorik to dam the shem Shimon. It's all possible. The chaper alav hainu zrika. Alav v'lo al hazorik l'shem chaveru. Now it has to be Nishchaper Olam on that person, not somebody else. So the question is, so now, but you had Kavana for somebody else who wasn't Shaykh Bechlal to the Kapara because he can't eat. She's not Shaykh to Korban Pesach at all. So Rabbi Savar Chaveiro Dumidi Day. In order to be possible, because of Shinui Bailim, it has to be somebody who was shaykh to the korban. In other words, it's not my korban, but it could have been my korban. So then, now someone similar to him. I'm monly on this korban, I could have eaten the korban, Now, if you are mashana to somebody else who could have been money and could have eaten it, then it's possible. But somebody else who couldn't have eaten the carbon anyway, who's possible bechlal for this carbon, that machshava doesn't possible. Right? Mahu devar kapara, av chaveru devar kapara. Vafuke hai oru delav bar kaparu. But if I have kavana to be zorik the dam for someone who couldn't have been on this carbon anyway, then it's not possible. But if chif the shavar, hai oru nami, kivin devar chiyuvahu, since l'maisi is chayiv to bring carbon pesach, he just can't do it the way that he is. Right, Bar Kapara, who is called the Bar Kapara. Ho'il ti boi mesakin nafshe. Because theoretically, he could go get a bris. So he's theoretically, potentially possible to be a person who could be part of this carbon. And therefore, he's just as possible. Rashi. Rabbi sover chaveru the possible mishum shinui bailin, dumyadi de boin. Ma'hu the Bar Kapara. Right, just like he has to be a bar kapara, the person that you're mashaneh to has to be a bar kapara. But if you're mashaneh to somebody who's not a bar kapara altogether, he's an oro. And so he couldn't have shaychus to this korban pesach anyway, that doesn't possible. Mesakin nafshi, and Rav Chisda holds no. Since he could theoretically have a bris, so he's called a bar kapara. He's in the parsha. Mal is actually, he could be mal. So, a few things over here. First of all, we had before the question, if you shechted amanas lizrok, is that dafka where the machlokas is? Or even if you were zorek, alone, right? Because over there, it's not that the oral should eat it, it's that the oral should be neschaper in it. So we had a shayla whether it's dafka shchita amanas zrika, shchita amanas zrika, because then it's called Machsheves Ochlin B'Shchita, or even in the Zrika itself, that was Machlokas Rishonim. Here, the Chora would be clear that it's even the Zrika, because we're not talking now anymore about Machsheves Ochlin, which is only B'Shchita. We're talking just the opposite, Machsheves Shinui Bailin, which is basically B'Zrika. Right? There, it has to be Shchita Amanas Lizrok, or Zrika by itself, because the Shinui Bailin is in the Kapora. Right, it's not the Bailim's korban legabe eating. It could be by korban pesach, even eating. But by regular korbanos, the ikur shinli Bailim is in the zrika, the kapara. The other avodos are al manas lizrok. So here, for sure, if you were zorek for the sake of somebody else, that surely is the same machlokas. There's no reason that it should be dafke shochet al manas lizrok, but even zorek al manas lizrok. That seems pashut. There are some achronim who argue on that, but that's the pashut pshat over here. That according to Rav Ashi, the machlokas is not just shochet amanas lizrok, but even zorek. That's one thing. Secondly, it says over here that an oro could be masakin himself. It says machlokas all over Shas, wherever it says oro. So over here, especially by Korban Pesach, what kind of oro we're talking about? Rashi says all over, an oro that his brothers died because of Mila. Tosus argues on that, and Tosus holds that somebody whose brothers died because of Mila is kosher for Korban Pesach. Because even though he's an Aro, but he's an Onus. Pikuach Nefesh, he's not allowed to have a bris. Somebody who's not allowed to have a bris is not called an Aro. He's an Onus. So he's kosher for Korban Pesach. Only somebody who could have a bris and doesn't, he's called an Aro. But somebody who is not allowed to have a bris, so that's not called Aro anymore. Because the Torah sanctions it. It's also for him to have a bris. So over here it seems like Tosus, not like Rashi. What does the Gemara say? That Hoil sins potentially. He could fix himself up and get a bris. Therefore, we consider him already a bar kapara. But if it's pikuach nefesh, he's not allowed to have a bris. He couldn't potentially do it. Not allowed to do it. So they say in Rashi that, and this is really no gale of mice, the Gemara says somebody said two brothers died because of Mila. It's not allowed to give him a bris. What happens if medically we see that he's okay? Even though the other two brothers died, we take genetics and he's not a hemophiliac. The other two were. Are you allowed to give him a bris or not? Is it a halacha? That's it. Once two brothers die, that's it. No matter what medicine says, tosser. Or no. It depends on the metzias. Right? So really, the Gemara Taka says that sometimes we could see that the person's fit to have a bris, even though his brothers died. The other brother is lo nivla bohem domam, and he's nivla bohem domam. Or we see that he's strong enough to do it. So the Gemara itself seems to say that it's possible for a person whose brothers died because of Mila, that even though the Chatchilo have a Sofik, maybe he's the same, and then Sofik Nefash is Lahakil, and it's Pikuach Nefesh. But if we know for sure that he's okay, you're allowed to Mala. So therefore, even according to Rashi, potentially this person could get better, or something could happen, he could have a bris. Or even if he's over the Isser, and he gives himself a bris, right? The Isser, it's also called Hoel. Since potentially he could have a bris, the Hector be Isser doesn't make a difference, that's called that he's a Bar Kapara. That's what Rav Chisda holds. Okay, now the Gemara says, well, me Isser, Rav Chisda Hoel. This depends on Hoel, which we went through the sugya already of Hoel. Something that potentially could be, is that considered already like it is? And you are done with that. Well, Ha'itmar, right, we see that Rav Chisda doesn't hold of Hoel. Ha'ofen Yontif L'chol, if a person bakes something on Yontif, and his intention is not to eat it that day, he already finished his meal. He doesn't need to eat it. Therefore, basically, he's baking for Chol, which is an Issa D'Raisa. And you get Malkus for it. Rav Chisda Omer Loker, Rav Chisda says he gets Malkus. You bake, may Yontif L'chol, you get Malkus. Rabba Omer Eino Loker. Why? Rabba Omer Eino Loker, I mean Hoel. B'nikloi le'orchim chazile, hashanomi chazile. Rabba says, we say Hoel, since potentially, even though you don't intend to eat this, it's possible somebody will eat it on Yontif, guests will come. And you'll feed it to them. So this maisa of baking wasn't totally iser, because potentially it could be heter. So since potentially it could be heter, you don't get malchus. We say hoel. We look at the potential that could be, and that affects the metzias. Rav Chisda Amar Loka, but Rav Chisda holds you do get malchus. Lo amrin hoel. We don't look at the potential, we look at the actual. Right now, did you bake this for chol? Yes. Is it possible that it could be used for Yontif? Yeah, but the possibility makes no difference. Maisa, right now, you baked it for Chol. So Moses says, Bishlama the Rabba Lokasha, right, Lechora, now comes a switch. Rabba says, we don't say Hoel, and Rav Chisda says, yes. Rav Chisda says, since this guy could potentially be Mohel, so we consider him a Mohel and passes the carbon. And Rabba says, no, we don't look at the potential that he could be Mohel. Right now he's not fit for Korban Pesach. Therefore, it doesn't pass the Korban. So Rabba, Lechora, here he doesn't hold of Hoel, and there he does hold of Hoel. That's no kasha. Hacha mechusar maisa, hasam lo mechusar maisa. Over there, everything was done. Question is, who's going to eat it? Is it going to be eaten on Yontif or eaten on Chol? So there's no maisa that has to be done. If the guests come, they come. Right? You've done all the meisim in this thing, and stam guest coming is not a big meisa. Masha Enkin bris milah is a big meisa. You have to do something serious to make that hoel be. The potential is depending on a very hush of a meisa. So therefore, when does Rabba hold of hoel? When just guests have to come. Potentially, guests could come if they came. So what's it called? You consider that potential. But the potential that a guy could go get a bris, that's already not potential. That you need a real strong maisa. That's not called potential already. Elad Rav Chisda kasha. Rav Chisda knows a kasha. Here he holds a hoel. Here he doesn't hold a hoel. Amre ki lesse le Rav Chisda hoel a kula. Enochanami. Not to give the guy malchus to be considered not chilul yontif because of hoel. There Rav Chisda says we're not makel because of hoel. But lechomra esle, but to pass on the carbon, lechomra, that we do. So Tosa says, what do we find in a Torah thing? That lechomra we say it, and lekula we don't say it, lechomra we do say it. Tosa says this whole thing is on drabana. Really, Rav Chisda never holds a hoel. And midrabana he holds of hoel lechomra. So this carbon is only pasul midrabana. That's what Tosa says. The Balamor says that it's a doraisa to gedin. The Chumra, Rav Chisda holds of Hoel, what's it called? Min HaTorah. And the Kula doesn't hold of Hoel. That's how he understood the Halach of Hoel. Hoel is only could be Machmer, not Mimeko. Can't be Potter from Malkus because of Hoel, but a Korban could be Potter. And the Ramban says it's a special din by Korbanos. That's what it means. by korbanos, Rav Chisda holds of the whole of the idea of holy. By stam, he doesn't hold of holy, but by korbanos, yes. Okay, Rashi. Hoyel di niklove orchim chazi le loloki. Apogad di iu hashtalo soed le belotsorich lemide. This guy is not, doesn't need to eat. He finished his meal. So he basically was baking this lotsoricho. But since it's potentially possible to be eaten on Yom Tov by orchim, that's called already as if it was baked lotsorich Yom Tov, and therefore you don't get malchus. Ela the Rav Chisda Kasha, Hashta Hecher the Lomachos or Maisa, Kagon Zimun Orchim, the Lab Maisa Hu, right? Where you don't need a Maisa, just Orchim pop up, right? That's what's it called? That's called you do say Hoel, right? Less that you don't say Hoel. Hacha Gabi Oral the Machos or Maisa Isle Hoel. Where you need a Maisa, is less reason to say Hoel. How could be Rav Chisda holds when you need a Maisa, then you do say Hoel. And when you don't need a Maisa, then you don't say Hoel. It's as smart as it's the opposite. When it says, the cool of the poetry, Malkus, there Rav Chisda says, we don't say Hoel. The Chumra lifts all the Psachim to pass on the cord, but we do say Hoel. Okay. Omer le Marzutra, Berei the Rav, Mori le Ravina. Okay, Marzutra said to Ravina, Ktani hoil the orla poseles, the tuma poseles, ma tuma lo asa ba nixis tuma kechol tuma, af orla lo asa nixis orla kechol orla. Okay, we said before that Rabbi Rav Chisda, the machlokas revolves around, you compare it to tuma, or you compare it to what you call to what you call the shul of zman, of pigu, right? Just like by tuma, if you are shech the korban for the sake of a tame and somebody who's not tame, it's kosher. So too, oril, sake of some people or oril, some people not orilim, it's kosher. The Gemara says, "Hi, tuma hechidomi." What tuma are we talking about? What tuma that we know for sure that nixas tuma doesn't pass it? What is the case? Rashi, or no Rashi? Ilema betumas gavri, right? He's talking where there are some people tame, like we thought to begin with, and some people not tame, and you shechted the carbon for the people, both of them, and it's kosher. Some people can eat because they're not tame, and some people can't eat because they're tame. And you shechted for both of them, so it's kosher. Umay lo asa bo nitzis tuma kechol tuma, di iika arba v'chamisha gavri tmeim, di arba v'chamisha gavri tahorim, lo paslu tmeim lo tahorim. And the pasha pshat, the pshat is that if you have 10 people who are mummy on the carbon, 5 of them are tame and 5 not, and you shechted it for all 10, the carbon's kosher. Because l'maisa, you shechted for people who can eat. Gabe orla nami, halo pasli. By orla also, that wouldn't pass. Just nam and mulim marayim kosher. If you shechted for people who are mulim, have a brismila, and people who are reilim, it's kosher. Gemara says, maishna tuma de pshitale, maishna orla de mesapkele. If that's the pshat, then why did Gemara have a question whether orla is possible or not? And we're learning it from tuma that surely kosher, it's the same exact halacha. People who are tame can eat, people's an oral can eat. If the Mishnah says la reilim ula tmeim is kosher, la reilim ula mulim is kosher, then why isn't it as kosher as tmeim and tahorim? Why in the world would I think that a reilim is different than tmeim? Just like by tmeim who can't eat, if there are people who can eat, it's kosher. And a reilim who can't eat, if there are mulim who can eat, it's kosher. Why do I have to learn a reilim from tmeim? Why aren't they equally partial that it's okay? Ella, so that can't be the pshat. That can't be the tumah we're talking about. Ella, the tumah is basar. It's talking where the carbon is tummy. Umay lo asa ba mitzas tumah kechol tumah. De ilu itmi chad me evarim, haydi itmi sarthinan lei, vi idach achlinan lei. What it means, lo also nitzas tuma kechol tuma, means the following. If the whole carbon becomes tamei, then that's it. No, you're not yotze carbon pesach. Because the ikar of carbon pesach has to be that it can be eaten. And you can't eat a carbon that's tamei. But if only one aver became tamei and the rest of the carbon is tahar, you burn that aver and you eat the rest of the carbon. So that's nitzas tuma is not kechol tuma. If part of the carbon is pasul, but not all of it, then the part that's kosher is kosher. The mayokim to the tumas boser. So now we're saying that when the Gemara says that bring the raya, that nitzas orla is what's it called, is not pasul. And nitzas tumas, we learn from nitzas tuma, we're not learning it from the case where some people are tummy and some people are tar. We're learning from the case where the carbon is partially tummy. Ema seifa. Donim dover she'enu noig b'chol ha'svachim, mi dover she'enu noig b'chol ha'svachim. So which do you learn it from? Pigol or tuma? Right? So it says, better to learn arelin, which is only noig by korban pes, which is noig by all korbanos. Right? From pigol, which is noig b'chol ha'korbanos, v'al yochiyach z'man, what's it called? Just add from tuma, which is noig b'chol ha'korbanos, v'al yochiyach z'man, she'noig b'chol ha'svachim. No, just the opposite. Orla is a din by Korban Pesach, because other korbanos and oro can bring a korban. He just sends a korban, he doesn't have to eat it. And a tame can also bring a korban. So orla and tuma only applies to Korban Pesach, but pigle applies to all korbanos. Better to learn oro from tame than oro from pigle. Shemara says, my tuma. What tuma are we talking about now? If it says tuma is only noheg by Korban Pesach. Okay? So which tuma is it? If it's the tuma of the carbon, that applies to all korbanos. Can't bring a carbon that's tumah. Elamai, it must be talking about the tuma of the person. And only that applies to Korban Pesach, not to other korbanos. Why? Because if somebody's tumah, he can send the carbon. He doesn't have to be involved in it. He doesn't have to eat it. So he can send the carbon to be shechted. Inei tumas baser amai eno noig b'chalas lachim. If we're talking about tumas basar, it applies to all korbanos. So that doesn't fit what the Gemara says. Elapshit of the tumas gavri. Umay eno noig b'chol hazvachim, de'ilu b'chol hazvachim oral v'tom mishalchim korbanoseihem, de'ilu b'pesach oral v'tom yoy mishalchim b'seihem. So when what does the Gemara mean? That better to learn orla from tuma, because they only apply to korban pesach, than learning orla from Zman and parcel it, because Nitzah Zman is Kechor Zman, even if you have Kavanah to eat one Kazayis outside the time limit, it's possible. Not the whole thing, Dafka. So we can learn it from Pigol and Aser, even if you had a Kavanah for partial Arelim. Some Arelim, even though there were also people who had Mila. Or we can learn it from Tuma and say that just like by Tuma, partial is not the same thing as the whole. And now we're saying that the partial means if part of the carbon is tame, it doesn't passel it as if the whole carbon be tame, right? So the Gemara says, no, learn from tuma, because tuma only applies to carbon pesach. But if that's the tuma we're talking about, it applies to all carbonos. If the carbon's tame, elamite must be that we're talking about tuma of the bayu. And that only applies to carbon pesach, because if a person's tame, he could bring another carbon. He sends it with somebody else. And he doesn't have to eat it. But according to Pesach, the ikur is the eating. And a tummy is not allowed to bring korban Pesach, because he won't be able to eat it. So if we're saying, the Gemara is saying, that tuma is, not shayach by other korbanos, that must be tumas gavri, not tumas basa. So it comes out the Reisha is talking about tuma of the basa. Because if we talk about tumas gvarim, why is that more partial than the Arayim? And the Seifa is talking dafka tumas the bailin, not tumas habasir. Reisha betumas basir v'seifa betumas gavri. Comes out that when the Reisha spoke about tuma, it was talking about tumas basir. And when the Seifa was talking about tuma and bringing the proof, it went back to tuma by the person. Omalayin, shein tuma kaporeth. Enechanani. In other words, we're saying enechanani. But the case he wanted to know is if you shechted it, some arelim, some mulim. The Gemara didn't know what would be the case by Tumah either. We don't know. By some Tmeim and some Kshirim. There's one Svara to say, since there are people to eat it, that's fine. Or no, since you had Kavana for people who can't eat, that passes. In other words, do you need a Kavana for somebody who can eat? You have that. And somebody who can't eat doesn't passel, it just can't be make a kosher. But if you have other people who can eat, it's fine. Or no, thinking for people who can't eat passels the karma. So even though you offer people who are kosher, this passels it. That's the shayla. And therefore the same shayla would apply to Tumah as applies to Orla. So what's the raya from Tumah? Not from when some people are tummy and some people are tar. But from when part of the carbon is tummy and part of it is tar. There it's clearly kosher. Since there's what to eat. So since only part of the carbon is inedible, and a good portion is edible, the carbon pesach is kosher. So you see by Tumah that the whole is not the same as the part. Same thing over here. By Tumah and Orla, if you shechted it for partially people who can't eat, and partially people who could, it'll be okay. Then the Gemara says, and now how do you know to compare it to that? Compare it to pigul. And even partial is no good. Because if even one kezias you shechted, right, to eat some other time is no good. The Gemara says, no, better to compare it to Tumah than to compare it to what's it called to pigul. Because pigul applies to all karbonas. Tumah only applies to what's it called to carbon pesach. We just got finished talking that it's the Tumah of the Basar. That applies to all Karbanas. It's the Tumah of the person that doesn't apply except by Korban Pesach. The Reisha is talking about Tumah of the Basar. But the Seifim we're trying to bring a Raya is Lamaisa in the concept of Tumah. Whether it's Tumah of the Basar, Tumah of the people, right? There is a Tumah that applies only to Korban Pesach. Therefore, it's more similar. It's not that that Tumah applies only to Korban Pesach. The Tumah that we're talking about applies all over. But there is a Tumah that only applies. There is no pigul that only applies to Korban Pesach. So it's more similar to Tumah than to pigul. That's the pshat. Biboy Shema. Let's see Rashi till here. The Tumah Skafri Shanim Lov Tmei Mutorim can appreciate Lael, like we said in the beginning. That we thought that the case is where some people are tummy, some people are tar. Lo pasulim tmeim le pesach ala tarim. So the people who are tummy don't make the korban pesach pasul, since there are people who are tar and yet kavana for them too. Aro the tummy mishalchin korban oseim bazara. They can't go into the azara of their tummy, so they send it with somebody else. Chutz mi pesach, except for korban pesach. You can't send the korban pesach with somebody else. Why do boi even roi lo? Because you have to be fit to eat. And you can't eat, you can't bring korban pesach. Shachilas baila makevispo. You see, lefi achlo tachosu. We said, the korban pesach, the eating is the ikar of the korban. So that's one teretz. The boy seima, seifa nami betumas basar. The seifa also is tumas basar. Aye, umay enu noig b'choras vachim. If it's tumas basar, it applies to all korbanas. Why is it only by pesach? The ilu b'choras vachim. Bein shenitma chelev u basar kayim, bein shenitma basar v'chelev kayim, zorikas adam. Be'ilu b'pesach, nitma chelev u basar kayim, zorikas adam. Nitma basar v'chelev kayim, eno zorikas adam. No, there is something by tumas basar that only applies to korban pesach. By a regular korban, as long as part of the korban can be brought, either the part of the bailim and the kohen that they eat, or the part that goes on the mizbeach, the korban's kosher. Either part is machshir the korban. If all the basar became tummy, so nobody could eat it, but the chalev is still tar, so you can bring it on the mizbeach, the korban's kosher. If all the chalev is tummy, and you can't bring it on the mizbeach, but the part that could be eaten by the kohanim is still tar, the korban's kosher. But by korban pesach, if all the basar is tummy, even though the chalev is okay, and you can bring it on the mizbeach, the ikar of korban pesach is eating. And now the basar is tummy, can't be eaten, it's pasul. So that din of tumas basar, that even if the chalev is around, but the basar is tummy, right, pasul's the carbon is a din only by korban pesach. That's what it means. Rashi. Oh, Rashi. Yeah. Diboy seima, la'olam betumas basar. Umay eno noig b'chola zvachim, ein minhaga b'shar zvachim shava the minhaga b'pesach. The same halacha that applies to tumas basar by other karbanos doesn't apply to Korban Pesach. The Ilu B'Shar is Lachon Rabbi Yeshua, the Omer B'Ketzet Solim. Im Ein Basar Ein Dam. Im Basar Kayim Lachilus Adam. O Chelev Kayim Lachilus Mizbeach, Zorik HaSadam. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua says that the Korban's Tomei, Ein Basar Ein Dam, that's only if there's no Chelev also. But if there's Chelev, that you could be marked on the Mizbeach, the Korban's Mokashi, Zorik HaDam. Ilu Pesach Lo Mahan Yachilus Mizbeach, Lizrok Dam Alel. If by Korban Pesach, if only the chel of the star, right, you're not zorik the dam, because the korban's puzzle, because it can't be eaten. Ela in the shtayr kazayis baser, because it's not the case. There has to be at least a kazayis baser left, that's not tameh, in order for the korban to still be kosher. Okay, the mayokim, the tumas baser. So now we're saying that the whole shayla of whether nitzas arelim, Nitzas Mulim is kosher or not, and the same Shiloh would be Nitzas Tmeim, Nitzas Tahorim. We're going to learn now from where the Basar was Tameh partially, and that doesn't pass on the whole Korban, right? So we're talking about Tumas Basar, Ema Sefer. Don in Dover Shalohu to Mechlalo, Mi Dover Shalohu to Mechlalo. The Altar Mitochiach Tuma, Shayihu to Mechlalo. If we're learning about Tumah of the person, then what's it called? It makes sense. What's Hutu Mechlalo? There's a time that Tumah Hutu Mechibur. If most of the Chibur is Tameh, then you can bring the carbon to Tumah. But Tumah's Basar, you never can eat the carbon to Tumah. If the carbon Tameh is, well, Tameh is an Ola. The carbon Shlamim of a Chibur is Tameh. The people are Tameh. You bring the carbon, but you can't eat it. So what's Hutu Mechlalo? If we're talking about Tumah's Basar, even the Chibur is awesome. You can bring the carbon, but you can't eat it. Right? But my Ilema B'tumas Basar Heicha Hutra. Where is Tumah Hutra B'tzibur apply to the Basar? It applies to the what's it called to the people, not to the Basar. Right? Ela Pshita B'tumas Gabri must be talking that the people are Tameh. Not like we're saying now that the Korban is Tameh. And then when the people are Tameh, even though most of the people are Tameh, they can bring up the Tumah. So Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Hutra Mechlalo. The Hechahut from Mechlala B'tzibur. Reisha B'tumas Basar V'Sefer B'tumas Gavri comes out again. The Reisha is talking by Basar and the Sefer is talking by Gavri in Shein Tumah Kaparach. That's one answer. Right? That since in a Hanami we're saying that Tumah is more like Orla because Tumah has things in it that are only Shai at the Korban Pesach. But in a Hanami here we're talking about Tumas Gavri, which applies to what's it called to all korbanos? The boy say ma kula betumas baser. In the whole thing's talking betumas baser. The heicha hutra betuma bePesach. It's not Pesach. Haba betuma necho betuma. Shalom ba mitzilasu elatila. And the Chanami Korban Pesach's an exception. Even though the halach of tuma hutra betzibur permits you to bring the korban but not eat it, that's by all other korbanos. But the Korban Pesach, since the ikur of the Korban is the eating, where you're allowed to bring it betumah, you're allowed to eat it betumah too, even if the boss is Tameh. Rashi shemitchilasu lo ba, lo nemra avos ikur Pesach el achila. V'chishari rachmona li suye betumah barov tzibur, where the Torah said you can bring a Korban Pesach betumah, if rove of the tzibur is Tameh, to deceive ish ki yet Tameh. Ish nidchil Pesach sheni, ven tzibur nidachin, adait de lamech lishari. Special halacha by Korban Pesach, even if the basar is tameh, you're allowed to eat it. And even if the, what's it called, a regular korban tzibur, if you bring it, the tzibur is tameh, you bring the korban, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, you miskip the Rashi. Danim Dover. Danim Dover, Shelo Hutra Mechlalo, Orla V'makom Sha'asra, the Hainu V'Pesach, Lo Hutra. And Orla, where it's Mutter and Korban Pesach, is not Mutter, there's no case where an Orla is allowed to eat or bring a Midover Shelo Hutra Mechlal is not. Pigle also, there's no case where it's ever Mutter. But Tumah, there is a case where Tumah is Mutter. Heche Ishtaria, Tumah's Basar Lachila. But if it's talking about Tumah's Basar, where is Tumah's Basar ever permitted by a Korban? Afilu korban shibur shadocha tumah. Even a korban shibur that you can bring when you're tameh, honey mili lakrava, that's what you can bring the korban. Avalamechla betumah, lo, you don't eat it. So tumas basher is never hutrati l'betzibur. The snan b'keset tzolim chamisha dvorim boim b'tumah they nechol in b'tumah. You can bring them, but you can't eat them. So if we're talking about tumas basher, where is it hutor mechlolo? Ela pshita b'tumas gaver. Shafilu pesach shlo hutor l'yachid tamei l'shaleach pischo l'azor l'shot. Even a yachid who can't bring korban pesach when he's tamei, but if most of the tzibur is tamei, you do bring korban pesach. Hutor l'tzibur tmeim l'havi pischeim b'tumah im rubam tmeim. Nimtza shehutr mechlal isura. And now the Gemara doesn't know that Korban Pesach is the exception, that when you're allowed to bring it betumah, unlike other korbanos that you're allowed to bring betumah, you can't eat. Korban Pesach, since the ikur is for eating, when the Torah said you're allowed to bring it, it also meant you're allowed to eat it. Say nachanami, tumas basar is also hutr mechlalo by Pesach.